The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the podcast where you'll get expert advice about the heavy duty parts you buy and keep you informed on what's happening in the industry. This episode is sponsored by Zerk.work. If you are a mobile heavy-duty mechanic, please check out Zerk.work. In this episode, we are going to learn all about the Mobile Maintenance Association, and you are going to understand the connection between our sponsor and today's guest. To help us learn about the Mobile Maintenance Association, I would like to introduce you to Raymond Gross, president of the Mobile Maintenance Association and advocate for entrepreneurs and owner-operators. Ray, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jamie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you here. The first question I want to ask you is, I'd like to ask you why you see the need for advocacy on behalf of independent owner-operators.
It's ironic. I posted an article just yesterday, and as I was writing it, I realized there's actually more happening that makes me want to be even more of an advocate. And there's obvious competitors out there, especially when it comes to the mobile maintenance. You got companies like Dickinson Fleet Services, Merit Fleet Services. These guys are aggressively pursuing to, quote, consolidate the fragmented market, unquote. You know, that saying's been out there for years, so everyone just accepts it. But my experience is it shouldn't happen, only because of my direct experience in a franchise business working with owner-operators, knowing what the pride of ownership and the accountability that comes with that does for mobile service. It's unmatched. Regarding the I call it the threat to independent services, it's not just those guys that are trying to consolidate this market. You have major parts suppliers, Fleet Pride, NAPA, really all of them, that are gobbling up independent service shops. And when they do that, it allows them to sell their parts through service. And the markup for service is always higher than over the counter. So it's a little insidious because, in a sense, these guys are selling to independent service providers, a lot of mobile providers buy parts from these guys. And they're helping them, for lack of a better word, to put them out of business. Because as these guys get larger and larger, they're adding more service shops. They're actually adding mobile trucks from these locations. And once they have a national network, then they can compete hard and heavy. And there's really no independent service provider that's going to be able to compete with a national supplier of that level. And there's not just one of them, there's multiple ones doing racing to accomplish the same goals. So, you know, our goal is to kind of thwart that a little bit, slow it down, give these guys a position where they can compete as a national supplier on their own. You know, competition law says they can't be organized. It's against the law. But they can be organized through an organization like the Mobile Maintenance Association, through purchasing power and services and customer base and a lot of different things that we can provide them where they can compete even more so than any one of these particular companies. But it's got to kind of happen fast because they're going to go away fast, unfortunately.
Okay, so let's break down your answer a little bit here. Who is the ideal member for the association? Can you describe them in detail?
Yeah, from the single owner-operator technician, probably the average member in our organization as far as mobile would be like between 1 and 10, 1 and 15 service trucks. Now, there's a lot of smaller independent service shops, and some of those mobile guys do have little shops too. So they qualify. So, and I was kind of wrestling with that question. At what point does someone become too big for us to represent? I have a potential, well, we have a member who has 30 mobile trucks. He's the biggest that we have. And a lot of guys will stop there and be happy with that business. As most people grow out of fear of, you know, being put out of business by someone bigger. Our pitch is, if you join the organization, we can allow you to stay small without having the power of a large organization. So you don't have to grow just to stay in business. You know, it's a great thing when you can work by yourself and make plenty of money and live a good life and not work yourself to death, knowing you're not going to be put out of business. That's really impossible right now, because these guys are going to put you out of business. But if you're part of a large organization that's got your back, if you will, and provides you all the discounts and services these big guys have, then that threat kind of goes away and allows you to be who you want to be.
You saw a gap in the marketplace with mobile technicians, but why do you think that there's actually a market there in that gap for you? Because I hear what you're saying about these larger companies consolidating and growing and becoming these massive players. What is it exactly that you see as the opportunity? Is it basically an anti-consolidation? Because you're consolidating as well, but doing it on behalf of independents. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's allowing them to be organized enough so they can stay in business. So in a sense, it's really not a consolidation, because these guys will always be independent and they will compete independently, but they can be part of an organization that protects them. It's like any membership, you know, any of them, you know, thousands of memberships that represent industries will provide certain incentives and benefits and stuff for these guys to do well. And they're all competitors, but they can operate under a membership that sort of protects them and assists them. So we're looking at it as a true membership, where they're part of an organization that's got their back. And it's actually a little more than that, because we're actually offering them a lot of services and parts and stuff that they can't get anywhere else for the pricing we offer. And the only way we're able to do that is because it's a private membership. We don't post our pricing online or anything like that. It's kind of against the rules with other dealers and stuff. But my goal is to get these guys under the umbrella of the Mobile Maintenance Association. And so they have the access to the same stuff the big guys have.
You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we've been speaking with Ray Gross, president of the Mobile Maintenance Association. Ray, let's talk a little bit about buying power, because that's something that is integral to the success of any business. They have to be able to be profitable. They got to be able to buy things cheap enough and then resell them to their end user customers in a profitable way. How does the Mobile Maintenance Association help with that?
What we're doing is we're becoming dealers for a lot of different services, and heavy duty truck and trailer parts is one of them. Now, any dealer can typically buy at the same cost or close to it if they're a decent size. Obviously, the larger you are, the better pricing you're going to get. So, number one, we expect to get very large. Our target audience market, 80,000 independent service providers minimum, are available for us to get involved with. So our purchasing power will grow, obviously, there. But really how we're so effective and effective now is, and I got to be careful how I say this, we are not marking these parts up. And if we are, it's very little. And if we are, it's because we have to, because it's going to screw up the dealer market. But to be honest with you, some of these things we are not marking up. We're passing it along. So you're getting, these guys are getting stuff they're buying and selling right now today at 30, 40% cheaper than they are now by purchasing it through our e-commerce site. Our suppliers are willing to ship to them free of charge. You know, a lot of big technology is being put into this association. I mean, the Mobile Maintenance Association first primarily is a software development company. My tech partner, Jeremy Hing, had been designing software, billing software, invoicing for years. So that's what's pulling it all together. The marketplace is unique in its sense where we are able to pass along some incredible savings and discounts And that's exactly what the independent service market needs.
And it's not just parts that you're selling. You also are going to be bringing on other suppliers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We found an insurance company that specializes in this sort of coverage.
So that would be like liability insurance?
Yes. Yeah. Because liability is unique, especially with a mobile operation. A lot of times you don't need the coverage a big shop needs. But as it is, historically, you've always had to have it anyway, you know, garage liability. So they're paying for something they don't really even need or use. So this company's good at identifying exactly what the risk level is and to be able to sell them basically what they need, which is pretty much the same across the board. So that's one organization. We are a dealer for a company called SP Tools USA. It's a Australian manufacturer who's international and internationally known as having really great tools. They're just now entering the American market. And we were able to hook up to with the wholesaler relatively in the beginning of this. It was started at the beginning of this year, and now we're a dealer for them. So we created what we call a virtual tool truck. It's instead of the Snap-on truck that rolls into your shop, this is the equivalent of that, operates the same, except it's all e-commerce. So you can go online, order your tools, get them shipped to you quickly at a great discount. And these are really fine tools. So we're excited about that. A lot of the larger, the bigger equipment, AC equipment, lifts and all that, we're a dealer for too. So we can pass along some great savings on that too, especially for the guys with the little shops that need that expensive stuff. You know, we have an agreement with a recruiting company to help these guys that are hiring techs. You know, that's a big deal right now, trying to find techs. And this is a unique organization that's come out recently with kind of a new twist on how to do that. So that's exciting. We have a deal with TC Learning, which is real exciting. We call it our Elevate Learning Platform. And it's a great tool to train techs. And they've kind of let us white label it a little bit. So because we're going to create a lot of specific training and utilize this platform to present it to them, to our members, because it's very effective. It's very modern. It's very, very efficient. And it's cool because you can get reports. So if you have this service and you have five techs, you'll know within a couple of weeks what level your techs are at in any different category. So then this system will identify their weaknesses and push that sort of training towards them. And it really works. It's really effective. So as we develop new programs, software programs growing, we will be using this platform for training techs and members.
So let's give the audience a little bit of a story to help them conceptualize everything we just said. So we're going to start with a mobile repair technician who is working for somebody else, and they've decided that they would like to become independent. They've heard this interview, and they're interested in getting involved in the association. So what's their first step?
Our mobile marketplace is at our domain, Zerkwerk. So Zerkwerk is an email address that we provide all our members, and that is their ticket to getting all our discounts. That's how our suppliers can identify them.
Okay, so that's Zerk.work is where they go. So it's like Zerk.com, but it's Zerk.work. And we will include links in the show notes, but we just want to make sure people understand that .work is actually the domain extension like the old .com was for everything in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a fun way to do it. And you're right. I started writing at Zerk.work.com too. And I think, wait a minute, something's wrong there. So it took me a while to get used to it, but it's fun to say. We have a lot of information at Zerkwerk. So the first thing I would do is suggest the guys go to the site, start reading about what we're all about, what our goals are, who we are, our background. And they fill out a little form there. And it's just their name and email address. And then they get access to what we're actually offering behind the marketplace, because we can't make that just instantly available to the public. We need to know who's asking for it. And when I respond to members, I respond with my email, my cell phone number. And I know that's probably going to get me in trouble one day when we have thousands of members, but I really enjoy working with technicians. I've done it my whole life, but I really enjoy helping guys get into business. It's thrilling. And it was a great experience for me back in Detroit when I did it. It was scary. There was no support back then, and you learned so much because you had to. But the world's changed. I think the trend is going to be, you know, people are going to get into business. You know, yeah, the old school of thought is they're going to consolidate this fragmented market. But look at Uber. You know, they're putting people in business. Amazon now is putting people in business because they know how effective it is. That pride of ownership is a very powerful, tangible thing. So I want to really push that. You know, to me, a nightmare would be if all these 80,000 vendors disappeared and all the work was handled by employees, you know, running mobile trucks for these other companies. They can't keep employees. It's really hard to grow because putting an employee in a mobile truck is difficult. You're expecting a lot out of them. They're running their own business. They're not being paid for it. There's really no compensation above and beyond their pay. And there's, I know, because I've been managing them, and I feel bad asking them to do all these things, because I know from experience they're running a business and they should be getting compensated for it. It should be theirs. So I love working with guys like that. And I'm gonna, if someone calls me, if I'm not talking, which I usually am, I will answer it. I will call them back. I really like the idea of working with these individuals and members.
So you can imagine you now take that step to join the membership. You immediately get access to all of these resources. And I think that's the part of the story that people need to really pay attention. If you're thinking about becoming independent, imagine being able to do so and instantaneously having the buying power and the access to resources that companies spend decades building up and spend millions of dollars investing to create those resources for themselves. You're able to get access to that basically overnight without having to put out all that money. Instead, you just become part of the membership, you become part of this group, and you get access to all of that, and you can start in business immediately and start making money at higher margins than if you were trying to do it in a self-funded way. That's something really, I think people who are listening, if you're thinking about becoming independent, take some time to really meditate on that. Think about what that would feel like, and then go to zerk.work and start talking to Ray. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Ray, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate you taking some time and talking to this. You've got a vision. You're an advocate for the independent business owner. I love that. So happy about that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we've been speaking with Ray Gross, president of the Mobile Maintenance Association. To learn more about the association, again, go to zerk.work. Links are in the show notes. And I just wanted to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't done so yet, go over to heavydutypartsreport.com. You can listen to episodes right on the website, but if you want to subscribe there, you can get every podcast player available, and you can subscribe to the one that you prefer. Remember, focus on cost per mile, not purchase price, and let's keep those trucks and trailers rolling. HCA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.